How can we stay close with other Jews at this time? We are in very, very troubling times, very challenging times, and there are great tsars going on. There are unbelievable things happening worldwide, but it's very challenging for many people. So how can we take part in other Yidden, be one with them? The Torah tells us, Al tifrish min hatzibur. The Rambam says it's one of the worst things to be pirish from the tzibur, to separate from the general congregation. Now, what does that mean? What are the actual definitions of being pirish, separating from the tzibur? If a person's in Eretz Yisrael during this time, are they allowed to leave? Are they allowed to separate themselves, go on a plane, either to their family in America or just a different country? Are they allowed to do that? Or is that tifrish min hatzibur? Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in The Wars in Eretz Yisrael, famously said that when we're tifrish min hatzibur, it means something in halacha. The Prima Gadim brings that prisha min hatzibur, separating from the tzibur, is one thing. It's in tefillah. When Klal Yisrael, when there is a group of people sitting and davening for something, then you are separating from them when you don't do that thing. I heard in the name of Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, I didn't hear this from directly, if I recall, someone told to me, that when you leave at the end of davening, and everyone's saying Shilam Alas, they're davening for Klal Yisrael, for the tzaras, for the challenges, for the difficulties, and you walk out, then that's inclusive in this idea of being Perish Min HaTzibur. So many people talk about so many things, don't do this, and don't do that, and yes, do this, and yes, do that. How do we define? Define your terms. So Chaim Shulevitz then explained that when Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, you feel the tzara more, and you're davening at a certain level, and a person leaves, then he is not part of that anymore. And therefore, he's being Perish Min HaTzibur when he leaves Eretz Yisrael. Now, for every single person, they have to don up and define and look at, is that relevant to them? And if they're going home, are they even part of the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael? These are all questions that everyone should ask their Rav, their Paisek, their Rebbe, about what they should do. But the idea is for sure true, that Klal Yisrael right now, if they're not davening, they should be davening. Everyone is davening. But that means you're part of a group of people. You're part of something bigger. And you have to take part of that and not separate from that. And that's in your private Shmoneh Esrei. That's in your Tehillim when you're walking. And that's for sure when the Tzibur as a whole, when the group of people you're in is davening, you take part of that. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz felt it so strong that Tzibur is in Tsar, that the congregation was in Tsar during different wars, that you couldn't even leave Eretz Yisrael. So again, whether his Psak is relevant to you, then that's a different story. But the Inyan is for sure relevant to you. It's relevant to every one of us to know that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, is one entity. And whether you're in Australia, or whether you're in England, America, or Eretz Yisrael, we all be davening for the Matziv. One life lost is too much. And we have the ultimate weapon. The Jewish people have the ultimate bomb, the ultimate thing that we can use to create a defense and an offense, and that's our tefillos. Yaakov Avinu said, Becharbi Ubekashti, we went against Shechem. What does Becharbi Ubekashti mean? The Targum Yonason says it means two types of tefillah. Tefillah from your heart and the tefillos kavuas. And the Charbi Ubekashti means a sword and a bow and arrow. The bow and arrow means you pull it back, and the farther you pull, the farther the arrow goes. So when we are davening with our hearts, we're pulling back so far. So we have to put our hearts into other Yidden. We have to put our hearts into tefillahs, into the fact that we can save. What are our weapons of choice? Our weapons of choice as a Jewish people is our sword and our arrow. Our tefillahs kavuas, our set tefillahs three times a day, which have innate strength like a sword and its sharp tip. And then we have to put our lave into that, our bow and arrow into that, and pull the arrow back so far, feel for your other Jew. The amount that you will help Klal Yisrael, the amount that you will help the Jewish people in Tsar, in difficulty, in challenge, is how far you pull your bow and arrow back. How far that arrow flies in the heavens. How much of a defense and an offense that creates for the Jewish people in Yisrael. For the soldiers flying over Iran, for the people in all different areas where there are missiles shooting at them. The amount that they're going to be helped is the amount that you take charge, the amount that you put your head and your heart and everything you have into your tefillahs. And don't separate from the tzibur. Put yourself into them. Be nice about chaverov. feel your friend, and if you're feeling your friend, then you can put much more into your tefillas. Imagine you have a relative who's in Tel Aviv, where there are bombs hitting on a consistent basis, where people are, chas shalom, dying, and houses being ruined, people have to evacuate. Imagine you have a relative there. How much would you be davening for them? How much would you be thinking, what can I do for them? What can you do for them? You can create merits, schusim, special things in the heavens for Hashem to go and use for them. This is what Yaakov Avinu told us. Our weapon in this world is one thing. Becharbi v'kashti. Either my set tefillos, my 3x8 tefillos, or my bow and arrow. How much put my heart into it? So let's think about this. Let's put ourselves into it. Let's help our fellow Jews. Let's help all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezus Hashem, with these thoughts and actions and efforts, we can save the world.